Right, we're on.
Word up.
Sorry about the technical difficulties. I think it was because I was sending out text messages.
Oh, man, I think I'm hearing you a lot clearer. I hit default instead of speakerphone.
So we're going to start off with the Raiders right now. Russell Wilson said he desired playing for the the Las Vegas Raiders because they had a great offensive line. And he really felt like he could trip. Since Russell Wilson has said that, John Gruden is cutting 4 out of 5 starters, either cut or traded 4 out of 5 freaking starters from the offensive line. They just cut Rodney Hudson for no good reason. They cut Rodney Hudson, they cut Gabe Jackson, they cut Richie Incognito, and they traded Trent Brown. We're left with Colton Miller, and that's it.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a line good enough to block for Russell Wilson anymore. I mean, if the same guys were there, then he'd still be on.
Which makes me think, it makes me think that they have something with Russ. Because to be honest with you, I don't think it's Watson. I think it's Russ. I think that's the piece that John Gruden's saying, if I can go get this kid, I'm going to do it by all means necessary. But you're going to have to go get him an offensive line now. Colton Miller's great left tackle, great left tackle. But now you're going to have to go and get a center. You're going to have to get 2 guards. And you're going to have – I mean, Denzel Good may still be – they're saying Gabe Jackson is possibly still on the team. The Raiders making this move save $6 million in cap. It's not a lot of money that you make saving is $6 million in cap. They're already $40 million under the cap. They signed Ngakoue, which was a great move. We were like, oh, we're off to a great start. Signed a Pro Bowl defensive end. We're going to really put this team in high drive. Now, if you go get Russell Wilson, how much money is that going to take off your cap? And how much are you going to be able to bring back? You need to at least get another guard, and then you have to go in the draft thinking offensive line when we still need defense.
You're creating way too many problems with signing Russell Wilson. I don't think any of this has anything to do with Russell. I mean, it's unfortunate you dismantled your offensive line, but what do? You bring in Russell, you still have all these pieces to put in while he learns a new playbook. I think Derek Carr is the guy. I think Carr's the guy for the job. He stays there, he knows the playbook. And if anybody's ready to deal knowing the playbook with a line that's lesser than last year, it's probably him. He already knows the shit. You can't bring in a new guy with a worse line and expect a division.
But why would you torment Carr like that? Why would you torment him getting, you know, some would debate, and I don't argue it. That's what makes Carr a top 15 QB is he has protection.
I understand that, but regardless, even when he had pressure, he was still accurate. Like, think about it. Was your line the best line ever when Amari Cooper was there? No, it was on its way to being decent, but it wasn't one of the best lines in the league by any stretch. But he still put the ball in guys' hands when him and Crabtree were there, even with pressure and guys in his face. His accuracy ain't going away. He's still in his prime. The guy can make the throws anywhere on the field. It doesn't matter if the line is a little bit lesser than. What matters then is you have a defense that can hold leads because you still have offensive weapons on the field that Carr can get the ball to. As long as you can put up 20-plus points and the defense is keeping them to 15, you're good.
I'll put
the
it
defensive
in.
Moves have to be made. You said it yourself. They're not going anywhere without a defense that can hold. They can't stop a nosebleed.
No. They were last in the league in defense. They were last in the league in defensive pressures, which that's why I love the signing of Yannick Ngakoue because he's behind Aaron Donald and that's it on QB pressures. He's only 26 years old. The man has 44.5 sacks in his 4 years, which was a travesty because this is his fourth team in 7 months, and the guy is a Pro Bowl caliber defensive end and possibly one of the better ends in the league.
There's no travesty there when he ends up with your team.
It's not a travesty when he ends with us because he's probably going to be here for the long haul. But what I look at this point And I see, look, we need a lot of things on defense, but we can't cripple our offense, because the one thing that we had as an advantage is if we got a couple of the right pieces on defense, we already had a good young nucleus that just needed leadership. Ngakoue comes in here, instant impact. You bring it, you bring in on a small deal, you can bring in Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas, provides leadership. You go and make a big splash at linebacker. And that's where you make the splash, because you have a nice young core at your secondary. You get some guys who are a little past their prime, can teach these kids how to play ball while making plays. And then you go, you sign Ngakoue, now you need a linebacker. Just one. You put all this money in Littleton. You put all this money in Kwiatkowski. You just need one that makes a difference. I think the problem here is now going into the draft, you have a glaring need at the offensive line position. You have a glaring hole at O-line. If you were going to do this, you have to sign at least one. You have to bring one of these guys back. You got to re-sign one. There's a chance that Hudson will sign, but maybe it was just the contract was ugly and they couldn't come to a quick restructure deal. They're going to work that out. But at the end of the day, centers are a lot harder to find than guards and tackles. You can let go of your guards and tackles, but if you have you have the best center in the league, you don't cut them.
You know your team better than anybody that I know. And so, in your opinion, in Paul's first 2 years in the league, is the line that he's going to go in with this season as comparable as the line he had in front of him the first 2 years in the league?
I think it's worse than the line he had when he had Cooper and Crabtree. Is the line first year into the season, it was good, not great. I mean, look, Colton Miller has made strides and has been a great asset to the Raiders, but I really don't think. Oh, we got some breaking news. Giants and Leonard Williams agreed to a 3-year, $63 million deal with $45 million guaranteed. Well, the Giants assigned the guy that you didn't want him to sign, Dave.
I don't know. I think that's too much.
They made it a point to go in and sign Leonard Williams. I don't think that's a bad move, because I don't think your defense was the problem last year. You guys had a strong defense last year.
Look, they eventually ran out of gas, so the defense became part of the problem. But no, it wasn't them most of the season. They did become part of the problem, because they couldn't cut their way out of a wet paper bag with scissors in there.
Exactly. Exactly. And right now with the Giants and the Raiders kind of have the same problem with the offensive line, but I think yours is a little bit better off right now. We really don't know what the Raiders are going to do as of right now. They may be looking at – look, Chris Long may be signing today. That might have been the reason why Hudson was cut. They wanted to make room. They're going to bring in Chris Long. Now you got your two tackles situated, but your middle – like – you have Josh Jacobs, a guy who loves to run through the tackles. You need to create space for him. Denzel Good better be in your plans, and then you need to add to that still. So going into this draft, if you don't fix this in free agency, you got to go in this draft now in the first round. You got to take a lineman.
I mean, look, how much of a problem has the offense been since Gruden's got it?
I don't think the offense is a problem.
Exactly. That's my sentiments exactly. There's been nothing but problems since you traded Khalil Mack. You've gotten a ton of equity back on that. You got a lot of draft picks. You built your team up, and you got a lot of guys in there that can play, young guys. But the defense is still the fix here. And right now, addressing that and losing some – I understand it's the wall, it's the foundation, but – With the way guys can get open on this team, it's not Crabtree and Cooper, man. These guys don't drop balls. Hunter Renfrow doesn't drop balls. Waller doesn't drop balls. Ruggs doesn't drop balls. You're probably going to bring in another guy that's not going to drop a ball. I mean, so like, as long as they're getting open, Carr knows the playbook, and your defense can keep teams to 15 or less, you're looking at it. The offense has never been a problem at all with the line. And I tend to hold confidence in John Gruden as long as he's the guy executing.
And I agree. Look, I agree. As long as the offense
hasn't been a problem yet.
The offense really hasn't been a problem. Carr has been doing the best with what he's given.
The line in particular hasn't been a problem since Gruden showed up.
The line hasn't been a problem. I'll say this. The line hasn't been a problem since even further back. I think when they had – what's his name as the head coach, the line was still good. Why can't I think of his name? The guy used to coach the Jaguars. Oh, man, I'm drawing a blank on his name now. Jack Del Rio. The line wasn't bad with Del Rio. I think the line was what Gruden inherited, and he built off of it. Now, just reporting, Chris Long has left the Raiders facility without a deal. He's going to explore other options, but says the Raiders are still in the mix. You can't even sign a Legends kid. Like, what are you doing?
I wouldn't be worried about it, man. Look, they've never given you a reason to worry about it yet. So, like, Gruden knows what he's doing so far. You know? I understand the moves that are being made, and you, and like, if you understand your team and the makeup of it, you could see where some of the chinks are starting to happen in the armor. But I mean, the concern really isn't there. You got to see it play out, and he hasn't given you a reason to worry yet. So I really wouldn't be worried about it. Plus, this could be the best offensive weaponry unit you've had in a long time.
It could be if we do sign a wide receiver and we go in and we do the right things this offseason.
I mean, so what you need what? If it's half a second less of blocking that they get of time that they can give like Carr, I still don't think it's going to matter. He gets the ball out of his hands that fast anyway. He's like Brady with his decisions. He just knows what he's going to do.
Here's the problem. Your number one wide receiver is a guy who needs to stretch the field. You need to give him time to stretch the field. That's your number one receiver in Henry Ruggs. You need to give him time to stretch the field. That's my problem. Now, Carr's got to sit back and wait for Ruggs to stretch the field. He's not going to have that time. That's the issue that I have as a Raiders fan. And also, you know, like I said, Jacobs runs between the tackles. Jacobs is a power. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you need to make sure that there's space in between the gaps for Josh Jacobs.
And what do you do? Look, you pick up and got. I love the Harris signing. I think he goes under the radar. I think he's going to be your best defender next year. Bringing in Harris, to me, is going to help out the defense like a Rod Woodson did for the Raiders when he went there and a Charles Woodson did for the Packers when he went there.
Well, see, Harris isn't official yet. That's the thing. It was reported as official, and then it was predicted, and now it's been tossed in the air. Oh, They're still looking at other options. So now that deal got nixed. Ngakoue is great, and I'm fine with that. But like now, what we need to do is still find a safety, and find a corner. So you still have problems, and you're still releasing people that solved problems and creating more problems. That's my problem with the Raiders right now. You're creating a chaos situation.
Here's what you do. You see if you can get, if you can lure and possibly Sherman. If you can't, then just try to get a safety that can solidify back there. Teach the kids what they need to know. You spend some money and bring in Galladay so you get your number one. And then your number one and two draft spend on offensive line.
Oh, Giants aren't done. We just got another report from the Giants. The Giants signed former Bengals wide receiver John Ross to a 1-year deal.
You know, I don't mind that, to be honest. I was speaking with Brian last night, and I says the best thing for them to do is to go after veteran receivers that can acclimate to a playbook real quick. Hopefully, you know, don't spend it on a rookie and go defense first round. I want Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I think that kid's a captain ready to go. package, like NXT, except there ain't no Vince McMahon on my team. We're going to run this kid to the straight to the moon. Yes, Steve. Oh! I can hear you blowing your nose from here.
Hello?
You.
Yeah, that's why Darius Slayton, you know, was effective with Daniel Jones. The one thing Jones has is an arm. That's one thing I can say he has. Is he accurate? Not yet. Hopefully this year that turns around. Is he a good decision maker? He's getting there. I think he's getting there as a decision maker. I think with what's happened with him the past 2 years, I think he can definitely – you know, you could see him like, look, I got to make better decisions. I got to go out here and play better. I think getting John Ross and playing to Daniel Jones' strengths this year is going to benefit more than anything.
I think you're exactly right, man. The kid just needs time and he needs weapons. You know, the best thing you can give a young quarterback is guys that catch the ball and a tight end. with that said, even Josh Allen, which I'm not comparing him to Josh Allen. He is nowhere near Josh Allen, at least not yet. Who knows if that'll ever happen? But Josh Allen said it himself in the second year of a playoff game. He was a deer in the headlights. He still had no idea what he was wanting to do with the ball or go. And this year you saw the growth. He took over the league. His strengths, his arm, and the IQ all took a rise because of the IQ going far. Look, Daniel Jones is going to be fine. You give him some weapons. his last four years, including this year that's going to come up, his last three seasons, senior year at Duke, and last two professional, he's had three different playbooks. This is the first he's going to have back-to-back years of the same shit. The kid's going to be ready to go. I think that's going to help him. He's got familiarity already with the offensive pieces that are there. You bring in one more that could be a number one receiver. Hopefully they're not done with Galladay. And I don't know. Even if they don't bring in Galladay, and if guys stay healthy, and healthy Saquon, and if Evan Engram can learn to effectively catch a ball, we'll be fine. Like you said, the offensive line seems to be one of the best in the division. If not, it's going to be quickly. I think it will be the best division. And the defense is going to come around. I think we need a young captain. While Martinez is there and he still has the legs, and our defensive coordinator says he's happy in New York. He didn't even look at any coaching jobs. He didn't even bother to take an interview. Mm-hmm. And he signed a contract right away with the Giants and said that's his dream job. So I guess defensive coordinate for us. So if he's not going anywhere and that defensive game plan is going to be in there for the long run, let's get this young stud in here right now. Well, whoever he is, it may not be Michael Parsons. He could be off the board. Whether if we don't take him and we think it's somebody else, I don't care who it is. As long as he's somebody, we can grow him into a middle linebacker that can call the plays and can run the defense for the next 10 to 12 years. Blake Martinez is there. He knows his stuff, and that'd be the perfect guy to groom the next middle linebacker for us. That's why I want to go defense first round. And I'm glad we went John Ross. He hasn't popped. You know, he went crazy like 2 years ago, the first three seasons and first three games in fantasy. But that's about the extent of John Ross's career. But he's still a veteran. He's got some speed. And I'd rather have that than a rookie. Let's go defense first round. Micah Parsons, baby. Don't Daniel Jones me this time.
He said, don't Daniel Jones me this time. He said, don't Daniel Jones me.
I don't mind. I'm rooting for the kid now, but no, I wasn't happy when it happened.
It's looking towards Juju Smith-Schuster going to the Raiders, but I still don't I'm not going to guarantee anything. They also reached out to AJ Green over there in Vegas, so we're going to see.
What's the deal with Galladay? Why not go there? Too much money?
Dave, what's your thoughts on the Patriot moves?
Hold on. This is tripping me out. Not to disturb the pod right now, but you're cutting out, and then all of a sudden you come back, and I can't hear anything. I can't hear you talking. I'm not sure what's going on.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I got you now, but like for a good 2 minutes, there was nothing, and that's the second time that's happened.
You know what it was? Because I was researching and looking on my phone. And it probably cut me out while I was doing that.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that. I'll go with that explanation for now because there was nothing. I thought you might have left, but it still had the
so look. Timer. So basically, what I was saying is the Patriots, I feel like, played themselves into a playoff spot with all the moves that they've currently made. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team, not with Cam, not in the least. But I think all signs point to them drafting a Mac Jones going into this draft and taking a quarterback, maybe such as could also be, you know, it may not even be Mac Jones, might be Kyle Trask. They might. I don't think Cam is a long-term plan for Bill. I think Cam is a safety blanket right now for Bill. We know what we're getting out of him. Why am I going to take a chance on a Mariota? What, you know, I'll draft a guy that I think I like, and we'll see what happens after this year.
Cam Newton is nowhere near a safety play. They're in serious trouble because they have no quarterback. And unless he can bring in Tom Brady, they're in some serious trouble. They're going to need to trade for some sort of veteran because I don't see that guy in this year's draft not named Trevor Lawrence. Unless they can get their hands on a Trey Lance, I think Bill Belichick will be with that kid.
What about Justin Fields? They end up with Justin Fields as their QB.
There's no way. They didn't make the playoffs, so.
They were 6-10. They're at what? Currently, I think they're currently picking at 12.
What do you think Fields is going to drop all the way there? Belichick isn't going to give up real estate for a quarterback.
What if he really likes the guy? I mean, look, I've seen, I didn't think Bill was going to spend this much money in free agency, and here we are.
Realistically, I don't think it happens, but I'll play along. If they end up with Fields, then they're not a playoff team, but I think they can quickly become a threat for a long time again.
I see it as this. I see if the Patriots right now sign Chris Carson or Philip Lindsay or a running back in that stature, right? A running back that's going to be durable, that's going to run, that's going to give them either a playmaker they can take a risk on or a durable guy like a Kenyon Drake or a Philip Lindsay. But a Chris Carson is ideal for the Bay. I think if they get that and they have Cam Newton as the starter, they're a 9-7, 10-16. I don't, I don't, I, I, I'm going to give Cam the benefit of the doubt with the COVID season, him catching COVID, because he didn't look bad until after COVID. He started getting progressively worse.
You know,
he beat some good teams.
You'll be honest, something there. I didn't really put that together like that. I never thought about after COVID.
Yeah. And look, even Tatum has said it affected me for a couple months after, you know, after I got COVID, and it affected me for a couple months. So I can see, look, he gets a full training camp with the Patriots, an actual training camp. I'm not saying he's going to be a 5,000 yard passer. He's going to rush for 1,500 yards and he's going to be like this record. No, but is he going to give you 3,000 yards this season? Probably. In the range of 15 to 20 touchdowns, probably. If ball security could become a thing with Cam, which that's always been his biggest problem, throws a lot of interceptions, fumbles the ball a lot, does make mistakes. If he can just play smart, reasonable football, I think they could be in the playoffs at 9-7, 10-6.
Yeah, did the Patriots next year with Cam Newton again as quarterback, you think will make the playoffs next year?
With everything they put around him. Now remember, Dave, their best offensive weapon last year was an undrafted Jacoby Myers, right? They had no tight end help whatsoever. N'Keal Harry, they finally admitted they were wrong. They finally admitted they were wrong on the kid. The kid just he dropped passes, didn't look. They had nothing. Aguilar resurged his career. And what that proved to me when he came to Oakland and did what he when he came to Vegas and did what he did, what that proved to me was Carson Wentz was the problem with him. Didn't prove to me that Carr was just more of an elite quarterback. I do think Carr is better than Carson Wentz by far. I'm not disagreeing that. But what I am saying here is that maybe Nelson Aguilar is a good receiver. Maybe Carson Wentz and him just don't mix.
Look, from what we last saw with them too, yeah, that seemed to be the case. But Aguilar's rookie season and Carson Wentz's MVP year before he went down, I remember Carson Wentz throwing him a lot of big bad balls, and Aguilar dropped
Aguilar dropped a lot of passes. He didn't drop. He actually was probably close to dead last in the league among active receivers in drops last year. I mean, to me, it more shows the accuracy of Derek Carr. In my opinion, like, you got an accurate – Carr is an accurate quarterback. And I've always been hesitant to make a move for, like when – as soon as this started up with Watson and Wilson, I'm like, even though these are two guys I would trade Derek Carr for, no questions asked, I'm still hesitant about it.
I don't know, man. After living through Amari Cooper and Crabtree, I would have never brought in Nelson Aguilar, but he wound up panning out for you. So, you know, I don't know, man. Hey, you can't cut a pro receiver down. The guys always get second and third chances as long as they're not screwing up, like, you know, life. And you the opportunity to be there, and he's taking advantage of it. So good for him. Hopefully, he has a better catch to drop ratio than this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think his production is going to take a hit with Cam Newton. We both know Cam's not an accurate QB, and that's something he's had his whole career. So I do think his production is going to take a drop in New England. But I do feel like Kendrick Bourne is a very underrated signing for the Patriots, and I think he may be the star of the show next year when it comes down to it. A gadget guy that just was lost in the shuffle by two studs and Deebo Samuel Sam, the other San Fran receiver there, the rookie this year, had a good year.
Ayuk.
Brandon Ayuk, yeah. You know, so I just felt like there wasn't no space with it. You know, I could still see the Patriots go out and get Curtis Samuel, who has some experience with Cam. and is a good gadget guy for them to plug in the slot. You know, I think they're losing Julian Edelman at this point. They signed Jalen Mills from Philly. I think they're going to still trade Stephen Gilmore. I think there is some moves left to be made. We're only in day two of free agency. There's still a lot of good pieces out there. There are people that are going to get cut. You know, I can imagine Rodney Hudson just going to get his payday. Actually, reading into the report now, it said that Rodney Hudson actually requested his release after they restructured his contract to void $3.5 million. Now they save $6 million on the books. So it's assuming that this was Rodney's decision. Seeing what the offensive line market is right now and seeing how Joe Thuney got paid, he's probably wanting to go get paid himself.
I don't know. I mean, if that is the case, then you know, how do you feel about maybe overpaying him if you had to, and Gruden's decisions now?
I think right now, I think if that was the case, and I mean, he's 32 and he's a great center, but I don't know how much money you can give to that position. I think if that is the case and that's what's actually being reported, I think that's actually a smart move.
Look, if the money's being spent on Ngakoue and you lose him, I think Gruden's on the right track.
Well, we do need defense, and that's, I mean, look, I'm hoping more comes out of this. And you know, hopefully I'm going to check some reports right now. If you lose me, hold on, let me just check these reports. Yeah. So what we got here, can you hear me? All right, good. So let's see what we got in the reports now for today. What's more NFL news that is, what do we got? Oh. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. The thing that shocks me is you have to lock up Chris Long at that point.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, pretty much your entire line are like a quarter of your line or half of it is got, that's, you can't lose them all.
No, you can't. Wait, Dave, you're always high on Anthony Miller. Would you want the Giants to take a shot on Anthony Miller?
You know, I like him from his college tape, what I got out of his college tape. And like, sometimes that's all it takes for me. Kind of like that's all it took for Gettleman when he saw freaking Daniel Jones at the Senior Bowl. But that's, I guess I was wrong on that tape. Then again, he has been playing with Mitchell Trubisky, and there's really been no consistency for him at quarterback. And maybe what I've been seeing could be like a Nelson Aguilar effect, and he'd be 1,000 times better with a better quarterback. It could be that simple. For the same reason that I give like Daniel Jones a pass because I know his weapons or just stuff hasn't been ideal for him, I would have to give the same to Miller. It hasn't been, other than Allen Robinson, it hasn't been a great situation for any Bear receiver.
No.
So it's really their fault. You know, any receiver's fault. I think Miller can produce in a better system. If he was with the Bucks and with Brady, oh my God, he'd probably have over 100 catches.
Which also goes in attests to this, right? Allen Robinson played with Blake Bortles, so playing with Mitchell Trubisky really didn't change the way he played. He had to go and grab it, and he had to go make plays off of bad throws. And Allen Robinson is a very, very underrated receiver in the NFL, and I don't think he does get enough credit. I would love to see Allen Robinson play with a quarterback that can actually get him the ball and what he could do. I'd love him in Vegas because I think Carr would be able to get him the ball no problem. Carr would have probably north of 1,500 and at least 12 to 15 TD. He'd have that type of monster year.
I think we'd be looking at juggernaut numbers if he actually has a quarterback that can get him the ball consistently and knows where he wants to go with it. Look, Allen Robinson has proved himself to me to be a beast of a receiver. I didn't think anything of him when he went to Chicago. I didn't think there was any noise. I was wondering why Chicago even signed this guy as a number one, and I was completely wrong. This guy's played with shit for a quarterback. He's played with crap for an offense, and this dude still gets open, still makes all the catches, and still scores touchdowns. Allen Robinson is a top five receiver in the league, hands down. If he's on your team, he'll only make it better.
Agreed. I agree. I know the Bears put a franchise tag on him, and I think it's in the midst. They do want to sign him, but he may be frustrated at this point and want out. If I'm Allen Robinson, I'm finding my way out. And, you know, just because you're tagged doesn't mean you have to play. And to be all honest, if I'm Allen Robinson, I may sit out until they trade me.
I'd be looking at who are we drafting at quarterback if you want me to stay.
Yeah. You better trade for Russell or Watson. That's, you know, the Bears need to make that move. Because if that's the case, then, hey, I got Russell Wilson throwing me the ball, I'm going to be A-okay.
Now, with that, you may be onto something. Because Russell could play with that line. Seattle's line has been trashed for years now. He's used to playing with what Chicago has, and Chicago's is actually better.
Yeah. Seattle actually, not only do they not have an O-line to protect Russ, they don't have a defense that can, you know, like Chicago has, that can, you know, Russ can just dominate games. You know, it's tough for Russ the past few years to get off, you know, he gets off the field and he knows that he's going to have to make up that 7 points or 3 points.
Really?
I think they were the most scored on team, but behind I think the Raiders and them were the two most scored on teams this year.
None of them made the playoffs.
Well, Seattle made the playoffs. They were one and done. But out of all things that I could see, the Jets had a better defense than the Raiders in Seattle. The Jets' numbers by defense was better than the Raiders and Seattle. The Raiders absolutely need to focus on defense. And if Russ is going to Chicago, the Raiders need to get on the phone because they need to get rid of Roquan Smith. And they need to get on the phone and be like, we'll take him. And here's what we'll give to help you guys out.
Hey, there will be a way to make that work, huh?
There's a will, there's a way. I've always said that.
And you know, you were talking about getting in that one more linebacker for the Raiders. That would be it.
That would be the one, and I'd be happy with him, Littleton, and Kwiatkowski with Ngakoue up front. That'd be a mean front seven. I would not have a problem with that. You know, you can move. You could actually probably drop Farrell back and have him play more linebacker than play off the, you know, play on the ground. I mean, there's a lot you could do. What it comes down to is, look, I don't know what the Raiders' plans are here. I don't. People ask me. I usually have a good take of where the Raiders are going every year. Dave, me and you talk. I hit more than I miss when it comes to the Raiders. I can usually give you a clear picture. I have no idea what the Raiders are doing. I have no clue. If they're going to get a quarterback, if they're going to get it, I have no idea. John Gruden is in Mike Mayock have been an anomaly to me. Some of the moves I like, some of them I don't. You know, when they took Farrell with the third, I wasn't thrilled with it. When we got Jacobs, I was happy. When we got Abrams, I was happy. Farrell, I was never enamored, but he did step up and play better this year. I think he played better when you dropped him back, and I think you get him off the ground and you let him play in the back, and maybe that's going to help him going forward. There's just a lot. I don't know. I'm just truly kind of like, what do we do here? What do we do? If we, you know, like, we need defense. It's clear we need defense. We need to spend the money. We need to get the players that we need to get, and we need to be happy with the players we get, and they need to go out on the field and produce. I think Gus Bradley's a hell of a defensive coordinator. I think I think we're going to go out there. We got to make some defense. We got to get him some playmakers so Gus can turn this team into a threat on the defensive side of the ball.
What you're going to need is better protection from the linebacker spot. You can do a pretty decent job up front of stopping the run. That was getting better for you last year. But like you said, it's the back end. You know, you're going to need three or four other corners or safeties that can get the job done when it comes to facing, like, you know, the air it out teams, the Kansas Cities of the league and stuff like that. Plus, a division, they're in your division. You basically need, like the Red Sox used to do in baseball, they created a team to beat the Yankees. If you can beat the Yankees, you pretty much have a World Series. You need to create a team to beat the Chiefs. If you can beat the Chiefs, you're a contender.
Mm.
The blueprint is them. Maybe not to put, you know, you don't want to form your team, you know, you don't want to form it, be the Chiefs Raiders, Chiefs Vegas, you know, you could still have your own dynamic, but your team still needs to be good enough to beat them. And it's right now, you don't have the secondary to do it. I wish Harris was signed. I think you're on your way if he was there, but the linebacker spot, you're right. It's going to need more than just pressure from Ngakoue. You're going to need a guy that's going to have to be able to cover. Roquan Smith can do that. There's, like you said, you're going to need more. And the more safety that players feel on defense, like, I can take a chance here because I know this guy's got my back, you'll start playing better. Right now, you don't have enough guys that have enough backs on that team. It showed last year.
No. Yeah, no, that makes total sense.
Each other wasn't there. And, you know, that comes with talent. If guys are talented enough, their ability is there. They trust in that, their confidence in their ability, and you get better play from it. So hopefully you spend more real estate on the defense. I think you're on the right track with fixing your team by fixing the defense. If you take a hit on the offensive line, that remains to be seen if it's going to be a bad situation. So far, it hasn't proven to be. I think you're doing the right thing. I think the Raiders are on the right track, man, on the way to fixing this thing. Get the defense going.
I hope so, and I hope we have a decent line so Carr can stay on his feet. And Jacobs can run the ball, because our two key playmakers are Darren Waller and Josh Jacobs, and we got to make sure that they're well taken care of going into the season.
I'm a Giants fan. In 2017, the Giants tried to fix a bunch of things. They went nuts fixing the defense. They added, like, in 2016, going into the 17th season, they brought in, like, Olivier Vernon. I forgot. It was like they spent a ton of money on a Janoris Jenkins, on a bunch of guys on defense. And you know what? That blew up in our faces, but it wasn't until the next year. That year that we fixed the defense was the last time we made the playoffs. So, because that was the boat year with Beckham, and they go to Miami, and then they come back to the playoff game and get trounced by Green Bay. But aside from that, the defense was fixed enough to get us into the playoffs. So, right there, man. I think you guys are making the right moves right now.
Well, only time will tell. Well, Dave, thanks for joining me. We're going to have updated podcasts during the day when it comes to the NFL free agency. We do our nighttime wrestling podcast, so we mix a little sports in there as well. Dave, one night you got to get on there and defend AEW sometimes.
That's going to sound like it. It already sounds like an intense conversation coming my way.
Well, we will end it here. We'll keep you updated with free agency. Dave, thanks for joining me. Everybody, thanks for listening.
Dave, this was fun, man. And send the link.
All right, I will.
Niggas rope, don't put your neck in it. Got my troops in off-white boots. Pulled up, I had my foot hanging out the coupe. Off-white flannel looking like a lumberjack. With the 30 popping, you don't want none of that. D-square, apron over D-squares. Ronnie Fag, I need size 9 and every pair. Do a nigga filthy for the right price. Throwing Perry on the lobster and fried rice. All I need is one prick. And like an eagle, high in the sky. I'll fly you. Hey, yo, tripods out of Teslas. Scrape the pots for the extras. Bodies dropping on the regular. Run laps around these other rap niggas for fun. That fashion week with the M1. Y'all niggas bumps. Killer designer, a serial killer. Niggas thought I was just rhyming illa. Then I pulled out the stick. Run your jewels, run the money. You try to run and hop the fence. Tore his back up like Junior, nigga filthy rich. Watch my sins with Ace. A lawyer walk by, all this work is flake. I'm a B-fly forever. Stove work. She sniffing so much molly, that bitch knows her. I was on the path, getting money on the F. Fiends Millie Rockin' seeing out my work glass. If shit slow up, I'ma look prettier in the mask. The cracks in the chip bag, the Mac by the trash. The 45 look big on his forehead. Shot him more times, left that nigga more dead. One brick, one brick. All I need is one brick.